Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
What does an ISU basketball great and youth pastor have to say about athletes protesting for social change? Let's go in depth with Jake Sullivan with Grace Church in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. Well, Jake, could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. Thanks for having me. Kind of give you guys a little bit of background. I grew up in Minnesota on the east side of the cities in a town called Oakdale. And ended up in Iowa at Iowa State University in 2000 on a full-ride basketball scholarship, and played at Iowa State from 2000 to 2004. And then upon graduation, got into doing a variety of different ministry work, from using sports as a ministry platform to today I am the senior director of all of our next-gen ministry at Grace Church here in Eden Prairie, Minnesota.
What does that mean, next-gen ministry?
Yeah, so I get the opportunity to oversee all of our 0 to 18, so all of our children's ministry, student ministry, and then young adults now as well, which has been a really exciting addition to kind of working with that community out of high school into their early 30s. Has been a really fun people group to begin to work with.
What does basketball mean to you?
Yeah, you know, basketball for me, right, being in ministry, has been a tool for opportunity. And, you know, not only personal opportunity, the things that basketball got me, from a full ride college scholarship to Iowa State to a variety of different experiences and opportunities around the world utilizing basketball, but it's also given me a ministry platform. And so I've been in and out of Africa over the last 15 years using basketball as a ministry platform in really hard to reach countries with the gospel. And yet basketball opened up doors of opportunity to work with governments and athletes and really to be able to proclaim the good news of the gospel all across the world because of the game of basketball.
Because basketball provides an entry so all of you can come together?
It is an entry point. You know, for an example, it's really difficult, if not almost impossible, to do evangelical work in the country of Chad, Africa. And so with a partnership with Athletes in Action, I was able to go into Chad, Africa and begin to train athletes and coaches in the game of basketball. And over the course of about a five-year period of time, I had doors open to me where they were allowing me to share the gospel on national television in Chad, Africa, because I was coming into the country to meet a need that they had and a desire they had through sport. And the Chadian people love basketball and a variety of other sports. So by providing that to them, they provided me opportunity that the typical missionary would never have access to. So basketball's played a huge component just in my life and in ministry.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Jake Sullivan with Grace Church in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. Well, in Minnesota right now is sort of at the epicenter of lots of racial tension. And yeah. My buddy Chris Nichols said you had some, and you know Chris and a lot of people in Iowa and the community through your ministry and your basketball work and your fame as a Cyclone basketball player. But what message do you have that Chris found so compelling that he wanted us to talk today?
Yeah, you know, I think this wrestling with the perception of change versus the reality of change. And I don't think people would disagree that we have a racial injustice problem in our nation. I don't think there's a question about that. And we've seen it with George Floyd. Now we've seen it with Jacob Blake. Breonna Taylor, injustices that have affected the Black community deeply and greatly, and we have a problem. My stance on it and my Facebook post that stirred a lot up was are we really creating change, or are we just settling for the perception of change? We march and we have protests and we make a loud noise. And for a lot of communities like South Minneapolis, that turned to looting and it turned to rioting and it turned to livelihoods being destroyed and shop fronts being destroyed. And in that mist, you think you're creating change because there's attention. But then 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 2 months later, people leave and it transpires in another community. And then this community is left destroyed in shambles. Destruction, hopelessness, businesses lost. So you're leaving communities almost in a greater dire situation than they were before. And so my point was, how are we fighting for change? It creates a perception of change. The NBA boycott, a lot of the marching, protests, the rioting. You think your voice is being heard, but is anything actually changing? And in my stance, obviously being a minister in the local church, is the only way we're going to fight sin, which is displayed to oftentimes through injustice and racism, is with the gospel administered through the local church. And that's the only permanent change that is going to exist in our country, is if we fight that battle with the gospel. And that's not a popular message in our world, right? So many people want the church away, the church out of schools, the church out of government, the church out of everything. But the way you're fighting right now is not working, and actually it's leaving a lot of people in a worse case scenario than they were before.
You don't see the protests, even the nonviolent ones, and especially the boycotts and protests by athletes, you don't see them as providing any real change.
I don't. And here's why. There's a couple of components to it. One, what do you want changed? Right? If you want to end racism, right, or end injustice, what specific policy are you asking to be changed? If we're just marching to march to create awareness, I get the value in that to an extent, but nothing has actually changed. So what are you asking for? And in my post, I put, those were Martin Luther King, I thought was so strategic in his leadership of Black rights. Was he often went into these communities with a towel and basin to serve them. He fought it with the gospel through the local church, but then when he marched, he was marching with a very specific ask in mind. The desegregation of schools, voting rights for Black people. They were very direct asks. You know, and my thing with the NBA boycott in particular that got a lot of attention when I made a post about it, what are you asking for? Like, what do you want changed? Now, in my opinion, what needs to change are the police unions, right? You can't fire bad cops. So bad cops are almost impossible to fire, so they stay on the force. And before you know it, most of these guys had really dark backgrounds that have done some of this stuff to the Black community. Well, you can't fire them. Well, the issue then needs to be, let's change the policies in the police unions where you can get rid of bad cops, because 99% of them are good. Well, what are you asking for? If it's just to change, stop injustice and racism, in my opinion, that's an issue of sin that's only going to be fought with the gospel. And so how are we fighting it? And what are you asking for? To imagine in our minds that racism will just end. Like, it'll just end. If we protest enough, we riot enough, it'll just end, I think is a false reality that only leads to the perception of change without the reality of it.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Jake Sullivan with Grace Church in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. And so you want the athletes to be more specific in their asks, is that, or do you want them just not to do anything at all?
No, be specific in your ask. You know, one of my things is where I was really against the NBA boycott is, one, you're bringing people in a time of a pandemic, and especially young people. Sports brings hope and dreams and joy, and quite frankly, our nation needs a lot of that right now. And athletics has a unique way of bringing that to people. So to take that, I thought, was injustice in itself. But then, yeah, what are you specifically asking for? And it just seems like there's this broad demand in a lot of this stuff. I think the NBA guys are to it. Yeah, nobody wants cops shooting black people. Like, no one wants to see what happened to Jacob Blake or what happened to George Floyd. Like, nobody wants to see that. But how are we actually going to change it? Or is it just going to be an emotional movement that, quite frankly, leaves places like South Minneapolis in absolute shambles and destruction and hopelessness?
One of the interesting parts of your post was where you told the athletes that you wanted them to get out of their gated communities and actually work with people where there are problems. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of people who want change but don't want to jump into the actual mess of it, right? Like getting down into the communities, getting to know people, building relationships, and then figuring out what is your call, what is your role in that specific community. I think the distance of change, right? Like I'll write a check, but I won't have any direct relationship in that community, or I'm not in that community day in, day out serving. And just the thought of, you know, it's easy to do all of this stuff when you are distanced from the realities of it. And if people could see South Minneapolis right now, you know, I've done ministry work in Saar, Chad, and I never thought I'd see with my own eyes any place quite like Saar, Chad. And the reality is South Minneapolis is worse. And that's where my life, okay, you want to do something. Well, what are you going to do to bring back these businesses? What are you going to do to help these local people? Or is it just going to be a check and a donation that gets lost somewhere in the bureaucratic system of nonprofit organizations, yet without any real change? And I think the only way we do that is you got to get into the mess of it. And that was really a lot of my challenge and all of that.
And so you want sports to bring us together.
Absolutely. And I think sports should. It's a unifying part. You know, it unifies people groups. It unifies white, black, and everything in between. It unifies faith bases. You know, I've been able to work in Islamic communities through the use of basketball. So sports is a great way of bringing us together. But it also can be a great divide at time. And I think we've seen that just a little bit with the NBA stuff.
Can I share a little anecdote with you?
Yeah, please do.
Well, you're not old enough to remember, but the 1968-69 Drake basketball team, you remember their making it to the Final Four, almost upsetting UCLA and then great Lou Alcindor.
I do.
You've heard that story, right?
I've heard it, yes.
Well, from my perspective then, as I was like 14, I think, and these were troubled times, and that was all, it was a majority black basketball team. I think there was one white guy, Rick Wanamaker. Dolph Pulliam was a legend. But anyway, there were lots of great basketball players on that team. But all of Iowa, in that very difficult time, gathered together and cheered on that multiracial team at Drake University. And it's just, sort of a highlight of my life how basketball did that.
It does have an amazing way of doing that. That just gave me goosebumps just even thinking about, the role that sports can play in bringing people together under one banner, that's for sure.
And your message is also about faith.
Yeah. I mean, at the core of it, and again, right, I'm a minister in the church, and so I have a faith-based gospel lens that I view it through. But the core of the issue is sin. And it's going on all over the world, right? Like racism and injustice is not just unique to the United States, and not just unique to black people in our country. It's all over the world. And the only way we fight injustices, in my opinion, is with the gospel administered through the local church. And so what can we do to prop up and help the local church, particularly in black and urban communities? And then what is our responsibility for proclaiming the only message that I know that destroys sin, and that's the good news of the gospel.
Any last thoughts you'd like to share with our listeners today?
No, I just pray that we can come to a point and an agreement that injustice is occurring, and there's no question about it, and that we will be people that will really sit down and think about what kind of change do we want to create and how are we going to do it, and hopefully see it through the lens of the gospel.
Thanks to Jake Sullivan for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.